Welcome to Rage Game Network Podcast. Welcome to Welcome to Rage Game Network Podcast. I'm Andy.
I'm Connor.
And I'm still the bag, I think.
Actually, no, I was at the end.
It was you. Yeah. It was you and Derek.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it should have just been me because I messed it up so much, but you know.
I feel like Derek was picking opposite everyone, though, just to be contrary. Like, we played the game, and he's like, no, let's shake it up. And we're like, no, we're like, we know what we're doing. You should side with us.
Yeah, a little bit, but it's all right.
One of us.
So, So, today we're going to go over new releases.
Woot woot.
Yeah.
And new year, new games.
And besides playing Which Is Better, we're going to play Would You Rather.
Oh.
Two.
Oh.
We are.
Are we?
Now, it's a true Would You Rather because there's multiple different games that I will talk about. And one of them on the list I know Sarah will hands down vote for.
Okay.
So.
Let's see if you're right.
There's no contest, and I will tell you that.
Okay.
No, the points matter.
The points matter. All right. So, which is better?
Oh, is that what you want?
Sure. Let's God. I'm so fucking needy, I know.
See, all right. So, this first title, I don't know. I feel like I've definitely had this one. Don't worry, I had a backup because of the Fingered. We did this, right? It sounds really familiar.
Yes, we did, because it was on Halloween, I think, because I was made a total Halloween? Ass out of myself, because I made a joke about it. Yes. I remember this one. Maybe it wasn't Halloween, but it was like in the last 3 months.
Okay. All right. So otherwise we have, oh, I didn't move over the name. All right. Anyway, it's Robot versus Birds Zombies.
Wait, what?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Bird zombies or
robot versus birds zombies?
Bird zombies.
Birds that are zombies.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Christ.
or chicken police.
I am super confused on all of this.
Don't be.
I want to be a chicken police.
I want to be a chicken police.
Damn, that chicken police really is getting me. But I also don't want to follow Sarah.
Wait. Can I just make a point, though?
No.
If you played Chicken Police while you play, you could sing your Chicken Attack yodeling song.
Chicken Attack.
We've been listening to that. So we have a bunch of buddies who know this song, and so they'll throw it into the music player while we're playing games and stuff, like in Discord you can put bots in and have music player, so he'll start playing that song while we're playing like League or something.
See, it would be perfect. It would fit.
It's so
oh my God. Yeah. I'll tell you that story a little bit later. So I'm gonna go with robots versus bird zombies.
Robot versus bird zombies.
Fine. Okay. I'll sing the Chicken Attack song without you.
So you're doing Chicken Police? Okay. I'll start with the Robot versus Bird Zombies. Depicts the spread of avian influenza viruses through the infected dead birds that turned into zombies. A robot is built by survivors to eliminate that threat. Your mission is to control the robot to remove the birds and prevent zombie proliferation of the virus.
Oh my God.
Okay.
And then we have Chicken Police. A wild tale of love, death, chickens. and redemption.
And chickens before redemption.
No, no.
Carefully crafted world. Chicken Police is a bloody co-op noir adventure with a carefully crafted world, a gritty story, and absurd humor. The game mixes classic adventure games with visual novel style storytelling presented in a beak-droppingly unique art style.
And staying with Chicken Police. This sounds fucking incredible.
Do you just like the puns?
Yes! Dude!
I thought it was really... Okay, I was originally going to go with Chicken Police, but listening to that description, I am definitely going with Chicken Police.
Yeah, right?
Pick took a good one. It's Chicken Police.
It's Chicken Police.
It's Chicken Police.
God damn, that was just too perfect. You gotta go harder, bro.
Oh my God.
All right, fine. Ready or not for this next one, or the Stalin Subway.
Stalin Subway. Straight up. Just going for it.
Yeah, sure, why not? I'll do ready or not.
All right. Where did I put ready or not? There it is. Okay. Ready or Not is an intense tactical first-person shooter that depicts a modern-day world in which SWAT police units are called to defuse hostile and confronting situations.
Okay.
Then we have The Stalin Subway is a first-person shooter-style game where the events take place in post-World War Moscow. The game allows to plunge into the depressing atmosphere of the Stalin's period and to play as a Soviet officer.
Oh.
Oh, man. This is... Wow. Both of them sound very fucking depressing, first off.
It's about war. Well, I mean,
the first two are about birds, so...
Chickens, okay? Yeah,
it's a bird.
They're a bird.
It's a fucking bird.
They are.
All right. Poultry. What do you got?
Specifically chickens, okay? They weren't just about any birds.
I think I'm going to switch to Stalin Subway.
You're okay. Switching to Stalin Subway?
I am.
Okay.
I'm sticking.
You're sticking to Stalin's Subway.
So hold on. I have one point. She's got 2 points. He's got 3 points.
3 points.
Fuck. Fuck. How did I get fucked on this?
Do da do da. Covering your face will not hide you from the fact that you must now wear the bag.
Wear the bag of shame with pride.
Sorry.
She can't. It's the bag of shame.
So.
With pride.
Game of the week. And no, it's not New World. So shut the fuck up.
Damn it.
Nah.
Don't worry, I haven't played in a while. Game of the week. League of Legends, everybody. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Game of the week.
It could be. Sorry, go ahead.
Game of the week. Pokemon. Legacy of Arceus.
Oh yeah.
From what I've heard from our friend on Instagram now.
We have friends.
Kevin. Shout out Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
From what I've heard, this is like Breath of the Wild, but Pokemon. You can fight.
I would play the fuck out of that. Oh my God.
You can fight Pokemon hand to hand.
Like as a person?
As a person.
Not with another Pokemon.
You can use a Pokemon, but you can also use
yourself.
Yourself.
My God. Oh my God. I would play the fuck out of that. Dude, oh, yeah. That sounds so good.
Oh, it sounds fucking awesome.
And I bet it's beautiful.
Totally down. And it is. It is beautiful. Oh my I've God. Seen gameplay. It is. Fucking amazing.
Hey, Kevin, can we borrow it?
he's got two Switch lights. And if you didn't know, it is for the Nintendo Switch. Go figure. It's Nintendo's game.
Okay.
So, gaming console. So, seriously, if you got that and you got the monies,
get it.
Definitely got to get it.
Let us know what you think. Message us on the Insta. We'll tag your pictures.
Hell yeah. And don't forget don't forget about the dice, your favorite dice.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. We'll put those up on the Instra.
Let us know what your favorite dice are.
And tag you or whatever. in them.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Sorry, I just wanted to say, Connor, you offhandedly mentioned League of Legends, but I saw the most badass Arcane tattoo being created on TikTok the other day.
Have you watched Arcane?
Not yet.
No.
But it looks really good, and I'm going to. It's like, I just need to make time for it in my life out of all of the things that I'm watching. This tattoo was gorgeous. It was like a split level, and it was like one face melding into another face. It was so good looking. It was amazing. And I watched, it was like one of the tattoo artist's videos, and she did like a compilation sort of her side of it. And then there was another tattoo artist that did the other side of it. And so they had to like make the stencil together.
Yeah.
And then they put it on, and then he did one half and she did the other half. And I'm like, oh, it looks so good. I'll see if I can find the video for
you. Yes.
Yeah.
You must.
Dude.
I need to see it.
Look at.
Oh, is this the Pokemon game?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like you can run into your encounters.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Like straight up.
Yeah.
I love this.
And if you have trained Pokemon to ride.
Wow. Stantler looks gorgeous.
Right. Like it's.
So fucking regal.
I forget which region Stantler that is, but might be Galarian.
It's beautiful.
But yeah, oh my god. This game is freaking ridiculous. And trainer battles are like live. Yeah, look. That's a mega. Oh, so cool.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, and you can sneak up on them and catch them. So cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So.
Good pick.
I know. See, I did some homework this time.
Good job. So proud. Much good.
Much good. Such well. Pokemon Go's got some stuff going on. We're going to be going into the Johto region catch event in February. I forget what the... Actually, I could look it up right now on my phone. But if you guys don't have your Johto... your Johto Pokédex filled for Pokemon Go, this might be a good opportunity to do so because we will be getting regional Pokemon for that. And let's see, the tag says it is February 26th, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Whoa.
There's also certain places where they're doing events for that. I don't remember the days. It does not specifically say on my tag anymore, but yeah, you can always look that up and see if your city is a part of that event. So,
a dig.
And I'm only missing one fucking Pokemon for that. One.
I want my Platinum.
Right, I want my goddamn Corsola.
Oh, the Corsola. Oh my god.
Oh, holy shit. Yeah, so that's the only one I'm missing.
Only one?
Only one. And I will have a full-on Johto.
Well, that's the only one for Johto that he's missing.
Yeah.
Not the whole Pokédex.
No.
The Johto Pokédex, yes. Yeah. It'll be complete.
I got you.
I have my Kanto already. I am so stupid excited! Back to the mark. Oh.
It's my mark.
Oh. I feel bad. I know, Ben. We wanted to play this week, but it was definitely a down to a either play or record, and we missed last week. We missed last week because it was mine and Sarah's anniversary.
Yay.
Speaking of which,
one whole year. We big kids.
Yeah, we went to Knox for our last night out. Yes. And if you don't know what that is, in Rochester.
In Village Gate.
It is plainly, let's just put it, it's a nerd bar.
It's the best nerd bar.
There's book references. There's movie references. There's video game references. There's all there's sorts
manga
of
references. There's like, manga references. Like, it's all over. And they have...
It's like listening to this podcast, but drinking at it.
Drinking it, actually. Like, all their cocktails, all their house specialties, are, all have names from...
Books.
Different books or movies or whatever. Movies, yeah. And, it literally, like, if you can think of it and it's fantasy or sci-fi, it's represented in that bar.
Right. In one way, shape, or form.
Right.
Like, I went into the bathroom. There was two Pokemon hand-drawn pictures that looked fucking fantastic. There was a Gengar in there, and I can't remember the other one, but it was fucking beautiful. And me and Sarah played... What was it? Filmmaker? Played, I want to say I don't remember Filmmaker. What it was
called, but we played Battleship, which Andy got frustrated that I won, so he just stacked all his ships one on top of the other. And I happened on, what was it, like a third hit? I happened to hit the hole that went straight down through all... well, we only had four ships, but it went down through all four ships. He was like... Yeah.
What is it?
But the other one, it was like... Film score, plot score, plot... Plot twist, I don't remember. But it was really, we'll have to go back and play it. But it was a game where one person is like the producers and everybody else are the writers for the film. And so the producer has three cards that have ideas on it that's meant to like really throw a wrench in the writer's game plan, right? And the writers have three either character or... No, that's not it. That's not it.
No.
They have either three character or three plot cards. And so if you have character cards, you pick a character card and you draw a plot card and you have to pitch a movie. It was that. It was pitch something.
Pitch movie. Film pitch or... I think it was...
we'll think of it. We'll remember it. But anyways... So you have to pitch a movie based on those two cards. And then the producer in the middle of you pitching your movie is like, okay, but what if we added alligators, though?
Pitch Storm!
Pitch Storm!
Pitch That's Storm!
It's called Pitch Storm.
Okay.
It was so much fun.
Dude, but it was fucking hilarious.
3 to 6 players, and we only had the two of us, so we just kind of made it work. Like, we didn't score it or anything, because you can't. But, it was like the one of us would pitch the movie and the other one would pick like the most ridiculous plot twist or like addition. And we'd be like, wait. Okay. Do this, but don't make it sad. Right. The other person would just be like, okay, take it and run with it. Okay. It got wild.
It's in the description, Pitch Storm. Card game of pitching horrible movie ideas to the worst executive. Fun party tabletop game enjoyed by teens and adults. 500 card core deck. 3 to 12 players. 14 and up. And it is currently $21.50.
On Amazon.
So...
It was a lot of fun. Even though we didn't have enough people, we had fun.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
We were dying. We had, you know how like sometimes when you walk into a bar or like a, I guess it more happens at like a breakfast, like a diner, where you walk in and there's all these little normal sized tables and then in the middle of the room there's just one fucking big one that no one is sitting at.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's at Knox, right? They have all these little tables and like some high tops in the bar and then there's one big ass family size style table. And that's where we sat because that's what was left.
So it was just the two of you shining.
So it was just the two of us at the end of one of the tables. And so these people came and they sat down and they were like, are you guys waiting on people? Like, can we? And we're like, no, sit. So we were totally sitting with total strangers and playing this game. And we were dying laughing. And they're just like sitting there drinking their drinks and eating their poutine and looking at us like, the fuck is wrong with these kids? Why'd they bring a board game here? We're like, you must not have been here before. Because we didn't bring the board game. It was at, like, they have, like,
there.
20 board games to pick from. Yeah. Or card games, whatever. So, but yeah, that's such a fun place. That's the next place. So we've been to Swillburger, which we have to go back.
Yes.
Because it's fun.
It is amazing.
But now we also have to go to Knox.
Yes.
Because it's also very fun. Oh, you know what we should do? We should go to Knox when they have trivia night. I think it's on Wednesdays.
We could do that, or we can do an invite out to Knox.
Yeah, just invite a bunch of people to meet us there.
Or people that live in Rochester can meet us at Knox and we'll announce what you're doing. Could.
We could do that.
Could do that.
And just all wear our t-shirts.
We could. So yes.
Which ones?
The Halloween ones.
Doesn't matter. Halloween could be regular.
Any of.
Oh, speaking of which, I might need to get a new sweater. I mean, it came out, Sarah, but my sweater ended up in her car.
It was in my trunk. And my trunk is just a catch-all. And I don't know why it was in my trunk.
And
what caught?
Something.
Something orange.
Bright. No, it was bright yellow.
And as Andy found out, tasteless. And then my mother was like, what are you doing? Don't taste it! Oh, my God.
Gotta find out.
You gotta find out.
Mustard?
No.
No.
No, no. It didn't taste like anything.
No smell either. It was really weird.
Did you try it?
Swear to God, it was orange slime. It's gross.
Don't know where the hell it came from.
We have no idea. There was nothing. That's what I'm saying.
And it came out in one wash.
Okay.
Yeah, because I got it all over my practice shoes, too, for dance, which are white and purple, and it clean as a whistle.
Don't get it.
One run through the washing machine.
Yeah, I don't get it. Have no idea. But you got that resized correctly, right? Or did we take that one down?
On it?
Oh, we got the resized.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the logo.
Yeah.
So it'll fit properly.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's before it was like cool. Stupid small or stupid big.
Stupid small.
Yeah, stupid small. That's what I thought, yeah.
Because it couldn't get centered because it was so damn small. Yeah.
So let's. What remind me what we're talking about?
We're going to be talking about new game releases.
Oh, that's right. New year, new games.
New year, new games.
And there's apparently one above all the rest that I would like to play.
For you, yes.
Specific. Interesting.
Which one?
I'll give you a hint.
Is there a fox in it?
Actually, I don't know.
Because
I haven't gotten that deep into the series.
Wait, you're playing it already?
No.
What?
No.
I'm confused.
I'm going to confuse the hell out of you a little bit more until we get to it.
Okay.
So, you know what? For our listeners, we'll be right back. And we're back.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hello.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Well, hello there.
Oh, shit.
Well, hello there.
I get what he was trying to say. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Close that. Keep that open.
We want to see your dick pics, Andy.
Jesus Christ. All right.
I can't even make a joke about it.
Why not?
You know what? You know what? From the list I have here.
Oh, boy. Yeah?
We're going to do the best out of them all. Okay?
Okay.
So, we have...
This is your game here, man. We're just here to play.
We have Dying Light 2.
Ooh.
Or Life is Strange Remastered Collection.
Which one's the better one?
Which one would you rather play?
Dying Light
2. This is actually...
I played Dying Light, and I'm very excited about Dying Light 2, and it's coming out next month.
Okay. Hey. I don't know the whole story about Life is Strange...
That I don't either. So that was an easy choice for me.
Yeah.
But do you have like a description on Life is Strange? Or not? Say if you want to talk about it.
Sure. Yeah, if you want.
Oh, well, it's a new release. We got to know what it's about. Maybe I do want it. Maybe I don't give a shit about Dying Light. Maybe I care about this.
I doubt that is true.
I highly doubt it too, but.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm going to have to look it up. Hold on.
What, Life is Strange?
Yeah.
Do you want me to look it up?
If you don't mind.
I don't mind. Don't know if it'd be festive.
So, you've seen parts of Dying Light.
Oh, it's a Square Enix game.
Yeah.
It's a what?
Oh, it's a Square Enix.
It's Square Enix.
It's
there you go.
Yeah.
I thought you said it's a screw your next game, and I'm like, the
screw
fuck?
Your next. Yeah, yeah, kind of go and bust your fucking neck.
Can I get a, like a nice description about this? There's a trailer.
I want all the things.
All right. Quick description for us, Connor, if you have it.
That's what I'm trying to look for here. I have a blog. Find out more. Hey. They kind of just welcome you to the world that it's in. I guess that's the best I got here.
Okay.
So we can meet Alex Chen. All right, Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Alex Chen hides her curse, the supernatural ability to absorb and manipulate the strong emotions of others. When her brother dies in a so-called accident, she must embrace her volatile power to find the truth and reveal the dark secrets buried by the town.
Huh.
Welcome to Heaven Springs. Deep in the mountains of Colorado, you'll find Heaven Springs, a small mining town filled with beauty and mystery. As Alex, you'll discover the shocking secrets behind your brother's death in an emotional roller coaster of an adventure, using your psychic powers of empathy to change the fate and change lives.
Huh. Nice. Dying Light is...
So, can I read it?
Yeah, no, go. Okay.
Dying Light 2 Stay Human, and it's not coming out next month. It's coming out next week.
Yeah.
On February 4th.
Yes. Well, next week is next month.
Okay, yeah, but it's a week is a shorter than a month.
Still.
Next month could have been February 28th.
It's happening within the month.
Whatever.
February. I couldn't remember the day.
Anyways, it'll be on Windows, Switch, PS4, and 5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series XS. Yeah.
Fucking nice.
Right?
Dude. I might have to get a Switch. I think the PC.
What's going to be on PC?
I think PC and Switch is going to have to be my things from now on. Oh, I got my PS3 back, so you could play Castlevania now.
Hell yeah.
So my vote is also on Dying Light. What is your vote, Connor?
Still Dying Light.
Sarah?
I don't know. Alex Chen sounds very interesting, and I don't have the attachment that you guys have to Dying Light because I've never played it.
Think of it as a giant open world map where you get to just smash zombies with frying pans in the face.
I'm not a zombie person. So.
But they're not even scary.
So, one vote.
Except
for,
at night, I guess.
For Life is Strange Remastered Collection.
Yeah.
So moving on. We're going to go with Dying Light 2 or Evil Dead the Game.
Wait, we already did Dying Light 2.
Right. It's.
Oh, so the champion moves on?
Yes, the champion moves on.
So what's the next one?
Evil Dead the Game.
Evil Dead the Game. Developed by Saber Interactive.
It's probably still going to be Dying Light for me.
You're still going to go with Dying Light?
Yeah.
Oh, shooter game. Survival horror fighting game. Hold that thought.
Evil Dead, it was that really disturbing...
really?
...opening.
It wants to know how old I am. Should I tell it I'm 17?
Sure, why not?
I'm I was definitely not born in 1940.
I just clicked one of them. Accept cookies.
Submit.
Accept cookies.
Come get some May 13th, 2022.
I remember making all my old gameplay accounts as a trailer. Kid. I would have changed the year I was born to make sure that I was 18 for the website.
Yeah.
Evil Dead the Game is the ultimate multiplayer experience, and it's groovy. Step into the shoes of Ash Williams or his friends from the iconic Evil Dead franchise and work together in a game loaded with over-the-top co-op and PvP multiplayer action. Play as a team of four survivors, exploring, looting, managing your fear, and finding key items to seal the breach between worlds in a game inspired by all three original Evil Dead films, as well as the Starz original Ash vs. Evil Dead television series. Damn.
Huh.
You can play as good or evil. This is my boomstick. LOL.
So, damn. I'm going to go with Dying Light as well.
This does look really interesting. I'll probably play this one too.
But I would probably play the past two games that we've...
Well, when's this one coming out?
This is coming May out 13th. May 13th.
Oh, see, I can play both. Dying Light, February 4th, next week, bam. And then this in May.
All right.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom.
So, vote.
Forget about it.
This is still Dying Light for you, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still saying Dying Light for me.
I'll go Dying Light.
Okay, so unanimous decision. Moving on. I think this is where Dying Light comes to a fall.
Maybe.
It is our game of the week. Pokemon Legends Arceus. I am Pokemon. I'm going Pokemon.
Pokemon's out now, right?
It is out now.
Oh, see, then I can play that now. Next week, play Dying Light.
Like, I gotta play all the games.
Dude.
It just looks so nice.
It's beautiful.
I'm really not a zombie person. I'm going with Arceus. It just looks so good.
But it's not co-op, right?
I thought it was PvP.
You can... For this?
Battle of people.
Hold on.
For Pokemon?
Arceus.
I think you can.
Whee!
Dude.
Samurai Fish. Encounter and battle Pokemon in the Hisui region of Pokemon Legends Arceus. Catch wild Pokemon. Look at them all. Seek, observe, weaken, catch. Seek out Pokemon. Living freely in all kinds of places. Blah, blah, blah.
Stupid Bidoof.
Okay. Explore the vast environment and study the Pokemon that live in it. Obviously. You can find Pokemon in unexpected locations. Such as up in trees or in the crevices of rocks. So not just in the grass.
Hi.
Is he hungry?
Probably.
Jackson's looking for food. But there's a whole story button right there.
Here we go.
Story time.
The natural majesty of the Hisui region. I'm probably saying that wrong.
I don't know.
So that's just a storyline. But what was the question? Is it?
Is it co-op? Can you co-op? I think this is where we started.
This is where we were, but I didn't get all the way to the bottom.
I'm thinking you can co-op. I don't know, though.
Crafting.
Oh. Supports one or two players.
Oh, hey, so yes. You can co-op it.
Wow, look at that
That's a Pokédex, and that's the Arceus.
Arc phone will be your guide.
Oh, it's an Arceus phone, then.
So I said, wow, look at that phone.
Shut up! And there we go.
Hey. It worked.
Look at all the
styles of clothing.
Oh, my God. That's so cool. I love it. And that's just the girls' clothing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Didn't even notice.
I don't even have to turn around. I can just look at the mirror.
Look at that.
Right?
It's perfect.
I love it. I want it. So damn bad.
It looks really great.
Okay. Votes.
Pokemon. I just don't do zombies.
Well, we kind of figured that one, Sarah.
Why? Because I've said it three times already?
Yeah. I'm saying Pokemon.
What do you think, Connor?
I gotta go with Dying Light.
Are you serious?
Die hard.
I just know that... So what I'm looking up here, like, for the co-op thing, I don't know if you can actually, like, play the game co-op, but it has, like, trades, possible battles as co-op.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Or some way, shape, or form co-op, but yeah.
All right.
So I... know that Dying Light
can have a lot of people on there.
It's open world, though, right?
It's open world, but it's different. Four player up to, I think.
Oh, for story mode?
At least the first one was, yeah. All right. So. Well, Pokemon moves on, and Dying Light
dies.
I'm going to skip a couple of these because I've never heard of them. And
well, they're new releases.
Well, they're, yeah. But like Serious Sam, Siberian Mayhem, I don't know.
Okay.
Tom Clancy, it's another first person shooter, Rainbow Six Extraction. And then Windjammers 2, don't know that one. Do you know that one?
Windjammers?
Mm-mm. And then Black Wind. But the next serious competitor that I can definitely see on this one. So it's Pokemon or Zelda Breath of the Wild 2.
Oh.
Yeah. Breath of the Wild 2. You're saying Breath of the Wild 2?
I played the other Zeldas. I mean, how could you not?
How could you not?
I haven't played.
Haven't. Like,
no one's played this version of Pokemon. You don't know how it is.
What if it's okay, but no. About it.
Yeah, Kevin says it's like Breath of the Wild.
So it's like Breath of the Wild against itself right now.
Breath of the Wild.
No, correct. It's Pokemon. Exactly. It's better.
Yeah. My only thing is with Breath of the Wild, like I prefer, like if I had to pick between the Switch and the console, I would rather play on a console, I think. So I might go with Breath of the Wild.
It would still be
a console, you know.
Oh, it's still on a Switch?
It's still on a Switch. But the kicker is the Switch can be hooked up to the TV.
Well, yeah,
so,
that's
so it
can literally play the Switch. It is a console.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So instead of having the little screen, you could have it on that screen.
Instead of using little joysticks, you can get a Switch Pro controller.
Right.
As much as I would say Pokemon, I would not be upset with Breath of the Wild 2.
I don't know how Pokemon is, but I know how Breath of the Wild was. And I'm okay with really the sequel of exactly good. That.
I think really a lot of this was copy paste for Pokemon, though.
But we don't.
But okay, but like, how many games have done that, though?
But if it ain't broke, don't fucking fix it. Yeah, I get what you're saying. I mean, that's why FPSs are the way they are. Like Ben was saying last
time. It's tough to fuck up an FPS.
Yeah, it's tough to fuck up an FPS now. All right, so Breath of the Wild for you.
Yes, sir.
Pokemon or Breath of the Wild?
Breath of the Wild. It was so good.
So my vote doesn't matter.
Nope. But you were going to vote Pokemon.
I was going to vote Pokemon because, I mean, Pokemon.
But Pokemon's dead now.
All right. So this one's probably going to be a no-brainer as well.
Just like my Dying Light, Pokemon is dead.
Shut up. Zelda? Or Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League.
Oh.
I didn't know that was coming.
I'll still go with Breath of the Wild. Definitely.
It seems interesting, but I would still go with Breath of the Wild as well.
Okay. Oh, what? You even hesitated on that one. It's
interesting.
It's interesting. Okay.
And I wouldn't mind giving it a shot. Maybe it's good. Who knows?
I think
maybe it's fantastic.
As much as I want a superhero game to actually be all right, I gotta go with Zelda.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta go with Zelda.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna skip a couple of these. We have Ghostwire Tokyo, Sonic Frontiers.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah, like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay.
I haven't played a Sonic game in a
while. All right. Yeah, I haven't played a Sonic game in a while. I think the last time was Sonic Adventures 2.
Bro.
But I have to mention, I have to pit Zelda against this game here. Now, This is where Sarah will definitely pick this one over. Zelda.
I watch her surprise you.
I'm positive.
Okay, what is it?
I don't know for sure.
Zelda versus what?
Zelda versus Hogwarts Legacy.
Shut the fuck up. Okay. Harry Potter all day long. Oh, is that what you meant? Oh, was, okay.
Yeah, so almost. She almost didn't pick it.
When Andy said he wasn't sure if there are foxes because he didn't get all the way through the series, what he meant was he's read zero of the books and hasn't watched all the movies. There are no foxes.
There are no foxes? Really? No foxes. Oh, okay. I mean, not even as...
like an animagus?
Patronus.
Oh, Patronus? I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. So you say Hogwarts. That's obvious. Obviously. I haven't even seen anything about this one yet. I'm going to still have to go with Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
So
lame. Leave Hogwarts in the dust.
Lame.
Zelda.
Lame.
Call me Zelda lame?
Compared to Hogwarts.
Dude, watch it be dude, a flop. Okay, hold on.
Dude, okay, I downloaded HBO for the reason of watching the 20th anniversary reunion.
You're not allowed to play Zelda Breath of the Wild 2 now. You must wait for your Hogwarts and suffer.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not a big deal, man.
I was like, all right.
Don't give a shit.
I played Breath of the Wild and it was great, but like I can move on.
It's still saying it's going to be in 2022, so we do not know specific date currently. For Hogwarts. Breath of the Wild. They're releasing a whole shit ton at the same time. But yeah, Zelda's also saying 2022.
Yeah.
Does not have a specific month date, which also means that it could probably get backed up again. Now we have Zelda still or Bayonetta 3.
Bayonetta?
Bayonetta.
Yeah, you don't know the series, but I've heard it's pretty good.
It will. Yeah, well.
What's Bayonetta about?
I don't know
about
the third one. I haven't.
For those of us who don't know.
I'm not 100% because I've never played any of the games.
I haven't played any of them. I just heard they did really well. It was only for the Switch. They were just action games. I think it's like one of the... how do I say this properly? I don't know. For a lot of these kind of games, I don't know. They just seem like the traditional kind of... third-person kind of view. I don't know about this one, but... I might as well look it up before I start spouting nonsense. Just to make sure that I'm saying the right thing here.
Ooh. Yeah, we didn't set up super, super properly.
Well, dude, we did it in...
like 5 seconds flat.
No, it took us a while, but...
Took us a minute. You were outside.
Oh. No, I wasn't. I set up my mic.
Oh. Why is this pulling up garbage? Why is the first thing not their official website?
There it is, Andy. Like third one down.
Right there.
First Thanks look for giving me Bayonetta pictures 3. And absolutely no information. You are useless, internet. Useless. Thank you.
Go. Oh no, sorry. Okay. Scroll down a bit.
Why?
Or don't.
Yeah, there we go.
Here we go. Bayonetta, the enchanting witch who's dressed to kill with her hand and foot guns, dominates angel and demon alike with action, that is, to put it simply. The action that is, to put it simply, beautiful. The latest trailer for Bayonetta 3, the newest entry in the series, was revealed during the Nintendo Direction on September 24th. Mysterious life forms appearing to be neither angel nor demon attack amid the ravaged streets of the Shibuya area of Tokyo, where Bayonetta then makes a graceful appearance. Why is she in Tokyo, and how far-reaching is the invasion of this new enemy? see new gameplay elements like Demon Masquerade, where Bayonetta fuses with an infernal demon to wield even more formidable magic power, and Demon Slave, which lets Bayonetta control infernal demons at will to obliterate enemies.
And
she cute. She looks like Tina Fey. Wow, that's intense looking.
Right?
Shibu Inu.
Yeah.
Shiba Inu. That's what I meant.
Whoa!
Oh my god, look at that monster. That's wild.
Right? And she's using her guns and stuff.
Yeah.
To kill these things. Yeah, nah, I'm good.
It does look really cool.
It does look cool, but I think Zelda still got it for me, man. What are you saying?
Zelda.
Okay.
Well, Zelda wins, so, but I'd go with Bayonetta. It looks really good.
Next.
Also, I do love me a good female hero, so.
Now, next, I'm going to say probably might take this from Zelda.
You think so?
I might be almost positive.
What is it?
God of War Ragnarok.
Oh. Yeah, no. Still Zelda for me.
No. God of War Ragnarok.
For you?
For me.
Yeah.
I didn't play the last God of War. Did you play the last God of War?
No, I did not.
How are you supposed to play this then?
Okay, I watched all the cutscenes.
Oh my god.
Dude, does it mean you get the whole story?
No, it does not mean shit that I got to see the whole story or anything. But dude, how are you supposed to know what's happening in this?
Fantastic, though.
How are you supposed to know what's happening in this? It's the only reason I wouldn't vote this, because if I knew, because I know the last one was very fucking good. Everyone was telling me to fucking play it. Nonstop for the first like few months it was out. People just wouldn't shut up about it. I'm like, I get it. It's great. I just haven't played it. I play other games.
I want to play
it when I get to it.
How about this? We'll play it at the same time.
We're playing it at the same time.
We'll play it at the same time, and then we'll okay. We'll hold off on voting for that one. So, but I'm thinking for me, God of War is going to be the one.
Probably be for most, but I would go with Breath of the Wild.
Okay. So two Breath of the Wilds, yeah, and it still moves on. Okay. Now, I'm going to skip this one and use it as an honorable mention because that one's, yeah. This one, Avatar Frontiers of Pandora.
Oh, okay, so like blue people avatars.
Yeah, blue people avatar, not airbender avatar.
The Navi.
Oh.
I don't know, they're making an Avatar game.
They're
making a second movie.
Yes.
So that might be why
so
that
fucking pumped.
There's a game coming out.
I would play that. I'll go with Avatar.
Okay. Over Breath of the Wild?
Well, like trying something new, right?
Okay.
I would play Avatar.
All right.
What
I'm
about
going
you,
I'm going with Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild.
Ugh. So
I just know those kind of games usually suck.
Yeah.
So, yeah, movie games suck.
They just usually suck.
Usually.
I know Breath of the Wild's probably going to be pretty great.
All right.
Don't
so
let
our,
me down.
Our champion is Zelda. Breath of the Wild 2. All right. However, I'm going to use some honorable mentions.
Second place goes to Dying Light.
Yeah. Honorable mentions here, though. Would you rather play Mario plus Rabbids Spark of Hope or Splatoon 3?
Mario plus Rabbids.
I'm going on Mario plus Rabbids.
Just because we had a good time.
We had a good time playing the fuck out of that one. Okay, so Mario plus Rabbids Spark of Hope versus Gotham Knights. And if I am correct, it's the Bat family. It's the entire Bat family.
Oh, it's all of them?
It's the entire Bat family.
It's the Gotham Knights.
Ooh. Ooh.
I know what Amy's choosing.
Yeah, obviously.
I don't know, man.
You don't know?
I don't know.
But you love Batman.
I know I love Batman.
But Mario is very nostalgic.
But this isn't like Mario.
No, I don't know about the Gotham Knights. If it's off of the Arkham series, like how they did it, yes. If it's not, and it's just clunky game mechanics, let's see who's producing it. That's not. I'm going to have to actually look it up.
Type. I think I would still go with Mario for this one.
You think so?
Yeah.
Gotham Knights is developed by Warner Brothers Games Montreal.
Okay.
Publisher Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment. Multiplayer video game. Oh. Designer Patrick Redding. Let's see. How are these?
The graphics are okay.
They're okay. Yeah, nah. I think I'm gonna stick with the. Yeah, no.
Why is Robin not a child?
This is. Let's see, Dick Grayson, Jason Todd, and this is Tim Drake.
Okay.
Before he's Red Robin.
Batman is dead.
Yeah.
That's rude.
It's literally the start of the whole thing. Your legacy begins now. Step into the night. Batman is dead. A new expansive criminal underworld has swept the streets of Gotham City.
It's funny that they have...
You play as Batgirl, Nightwing, Red Hood, or Robin.
So it's funny that they have the Red Hood. I mean, Jason Todd was Robin at one point, but after becoming the Red Hood, he had no problem killing people.
Yeah.
It's because it wasn't Robin anymore. It was Red Hood. Red Hood's okay with it.
Well, after his whole ordeal, we'll talk about it off air. But if you want to know about it, I believe it's called, the comic book is Death of in the Family. So, yeah. Yeah, from, I think it's the Silver Age. All right, so, yeah, that's going to wrap it up. What games do you think should have beaten Zelda, or do you think Zelda is our champion?
Most exciting game coming out.
Yeah. And if you think that God of War should have taken the cake, let us know, because I'm thinking God of War.
Die hard God of War fans.
Yeah, let us know, because
but
I'm down to play most of the
it
titles.
It can't just be because
about.
You're a PlayStation fan.
No, hell no.
No. I mean, like, for other people, like, it's not just because that is, you're a diehard PlayStation fan, so you love all the PlayStation exclusives and fuck everything else. Like, you gotta give it a shot.
Yeah, that's how I used to be, but, dude, yeah, playing on PC, I mean.
It's opened your horizons.
Yeah, and some of the Nintendo Switch games coming out, they actually have some games that are, gonna need to happen. Like Pokemon. Let us know. Go to our Instagram. We will have a new picture up tonight. It's Connor.
Thanks, guys.
He looks fabulous.
Thanks.
Look fantastic.
Hit up our Instagram, go to our website, ragegamenetwork.com. You can hit the Instagram button on the top. Correct?
Yes.
And it will send you to our Instagram. It'll show you some of our pictures we have taken for, like, the Halloween episode, some funny pictures that we've done besides that, and us recording. Also, join the Discord. We would love to hear from you guys any point, that button's up there with the Instagram, the Facebook, the yada, yada, yada. You get the idea. And tell a friend. Let a friend know. Please spread the word. And if you could, rate us on Apple Podcasts, because it really actually helps out to get this heard more. So, yeah.
Spread the word.
Spread the word.
Bird.
All right. If you rage it, we game it.
Bye. See you guys.
Bye.